So, hi, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Hi, I have I did the 23andMe, and it
Yes,
shows
ma'am.
me having both of the variants for Alzheimer's, and my mom
Uh-oh.
has it, and anyway, three of her brothers have had it, and her mother anyway, and on my dad's side, my grandfather. So that puts me obviously at more risk. And then the other part of it is my dad and my grandmother both had congestive heart failure. And
Okay,
so
ma'am.
I do, yeah, go ahead.
Let me refer you to a terrific book. Go online and put in Dale, Dale Bredesen, Bredesen, Dale Bredesen,
Okay.
professor of neurology. And his book is called Preventing and Reversing Alzheimer's. And I am not kidding you, ma'am. He knows what he is talking about. I have seen the results in some of the people who visited him. Preventing and Reversing Alzheimer's by Dr. Dale Bredesen.
Okay. And my naturopath that I do see, I actually saw Dr. Sadlon many years ago, and then she had her babies and went to your
Yes,
clinic
ma'am.
down south. But this is all before this. But anyway, she with my I have cholesterol that's high, my good is really high, so it makes the ratio fine. But with all of that, she took it and she went to a seminar, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, she feels that I should be vegan to help with not having any of this affect me down the road. And when I do eat meat, it's grass-fed.
Good. That's the best sort of meat. Now, ma'am, if I could refer you to another book here, because
Yes,
Abby's
please.
waiting. And this one is by Dr. Kenneth, Kenneth, Kenzie, Kensey. And you can find both of these books by going to all the W's and usedbooksearch.co.uk. Searches all the books in the English language that are for sale online. Anyway. The book by Dr. Kenneth Kenzie, there's two of them. One is named The Origin of Atherosclerosis. That's one. And the other one is named The Blood Thinner Cure. That's a little bit of a wrong title. It should be named The Thinner Blood Cure. And what those books
Okay.
explain, ma'am, is that cholesterol is entirely secondary in the process of having heart attacks and strokes. And the main thing is the thickness of the blood, and I'm not kidding you, ma'am, but there are two studies showing that if we donate blood regularly, we can cut our risk of heart attacks and strokes by 45 to 88%. No kidding.